Okay, our reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Christmas. Thank you for the Christ child, for baby Jesus, for you coming to be with us, Emmanuel. May we truly appreciate all that you do for us, not just today, but on every other day of the year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Right. We're going to have a wee talk about this bit of passage here when I get the presentation on my iPad. Note to self, new iPad next Christmas. Okay. Now, when I read this passage, which I'm sure many of you have read and heard time and time and time again, I was praying about it and reading it, and three little questions came up for me. And they're not just questions for adults, they're questions for all the children here this morning. And we're going to try and unravel those questions, unpack or unwrap those questions for you very, very quickly. Now, the first question when I read this, it really caused me a problem, and it was to do with swaddling. Does everybody know what swaddling is? If we put up the first slide, please. Does everybody know what? Can everybody see it? Oh, everybody say oh? Oh, swaddling. So, I tell you what, we'll demonstrate it. I need a volunteer, and then Emma's going to come and help me. So I need a volunteer. A volunteer. Yes, you at the back. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Up you come. All right, Emma. Now, I think we might have enough to make you invisible. All right, I want you to stand like this. Okay? With your hands by side. And Emma, you're going to hold?
Yep.
Right, now don't move your hands. Right, like wrap them up. Now don't move. Don't be Superman or anything like that there.
I'm getting dizzy.
Uh-huh, don't care. Right, keep going.
Yeah, I'm getting really dizzy.
Right. It's very hard to get assistance these days. Oh, did it break? Try again, keep going. Another one. There we are. Let's go the other way. All the way down to his feet. Wrap him up. That's it.
Oh, no.
And she broke again.
You don't teach us how to do this.
No. Theological training is very remiss these days. Right. That would do if you want to cut a piece and tuck it in. Now. There you go. How do you feel?
Trapped.
The best word. You feel trapped, don't you? You see, swaddling, and they still do swaddling today. No, don't unravel. You're going to ruin my talk. Don't unravel. There you go. Right, so swaddling was used, and still used today, because when the baby comes out of the womb, it's in a really big place when it was in a really tiny place. So to get it used to being in a big place, they They swaddle it, they wrap it, so it feels it can't scratch its face, it can't move around very much, it feels comfortable and cozy. But as you get a little older, you feel, what was your word?
Trapped.
Trapped. You would feel trapped if you were continued to be swaddled, wouldn't you? So the question is, what sort of things swaddle us, trap us, or make us feel trapped in life? Isn't that right? Little things. Now, there's a three-letter word for it in Scripture that begins with S. Want to shout it out? What's the one that traps us? Sin. So we could swaddle ourselves by sin and trap us. But we would need then to break free from that sin. Who do you think might break us free from the sin? Jesus. Now, I want you to imagine that Jesus comes to you now in the power of the Spirit and gives you the strength to break free. Break free. Oh! So you're no longer trapped. Isn't that right? You've been a great help. All right. You're no longer trapped. So what might be swaddling you this Christmas? Now, next slide. Then the next question that came up was this one. There's no room at the inn. There's no room at the inn. Now, I looked this up on Google, because that's what you do. And in, for instance, in London, there are over 150,000 hotel beds. And that doesn't include Airbnb and all the other things, or bed and breakfast shops. All these rooms. And when they went to Nazareth, there would have been a lot of rooms, but there was no room for them. There was no room in the inn, and we all know what happened. Mary had the baby in a stinking manger, a food trough, as Simon told us all last night, a food trough. But here was then the question that God was posing me. Have we got enough room in our hearts for Jesus this Christmas? Now, this sign's actually quite good. I'm sure you can't see, maybe can't see the writing underneath, sorry, no vacancies. It says, please inquire about future bookings. And you see, sometimes that's what we do, isn't it? Isn't that what we do with Jesus? We say, I've got no room for you today, Jesus, but I'll think about you maybe tomorrow. Or I'll think about you maybe in 2 weeks' time. Or maybe I'll think about you in 3 or 4 months' time or 3 years. But I really don't have room for you today. And so that was then my next question that God was prompting me with. One, what's swaddling us? What's trapping us? What's stopping us from seeing the Christ child at Christmas? And then, do we really make way, make room for him in our lives? I can't answer that for you. That's up to you. Then, next slide, please, was this notion of registering. All right? This notion of registering. Now, that means you have to go somewhere. They had to go and sign. That confirmed their existence. And the order was given by no one less than Caesar Augustus. And Caesar Augustus was the ruler of the known world at that time. There was no higher authority at that time. Whatever Caesar did, said, it happened. So he issues a decree. And it's a decree that's bound by law. So it has the force of law. If you didn't follow the decree, the cops would come round and you'd be in trouble. Or in those days, the Roman guards. So you had to follow the lawful decree of the king or emperor of the world at that time. And this got me then thinking, because actually signing stuff, even in this technical and digital age, we still get stuff sent to us to sign. That's the authority required from us for whatever the request is in the document. And I wondered how many of us would sign up for Jesus today. If we put a petition at the back of the church and it was mandatory that you had to sign it, how many of us could honestly sign it and say, I love Jesus. I'm swaddled. I have not made enough room for him. And I'm going to sign up for him today. How many of us would be able to do that? Because I think most of us live in this mode. Do not disturb. Do not bother me today. And I know that's a bit of a tough question on Christmas Day, but if we can't talk about Christ, the child, Emmanuel, God with us today, then where would we be? So I think most of us are in do not disturb mode. We're swaddled and we know it, but we won't take the sin to Jesus. We know we need to let him into our lives, but maybe we'll think about it tomorrow. There's no room today. And really, when push comes to shove, I may not sign on the dotted line because I'm really not that sure. We are people that do not like to be disturbed in our routines. So, we need to bring two things together. I'll do it. Maybe. There we go. The cross and our hearts. Because you see, even at Christmas, as we focus on the baby in the manger, the cross looms large and beautiful over the world. Because that's where he's going. For you and for me. That's where he's going. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that he does. Not just that God came and dwelt with us, but that God sent his son who would go and die for us. So are we honestly in do not disturb mode? Anybody with phones can put on a do not disturb mode, isn't that right? Or are we open to the fact that we swaddle ourselves in stuff? We don't make room for Christ in our lives. And we wouldn't honestly sign up if there was a decree to do so. And those are my three questions for you to mull over. Because, in truth, Jesus is for life, not just Christmas. And an interesting thing for you to mull over as well, and consider maybe in the next few days, of just how amazing God is. The emperor of the world at that time issues a lawful decree that heralds the birth of a child who completes the law and brings with him a kingdom like no other. That was part of God's amazing plan. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us today to be honest and rid ourselves of the swaddling, the sin that traps us in our lives, by bringing it to you, the Savior of the world, opening our hearts and making room for you in our lives so that we can walk around and say, we've signed up for Jesus this Christmas day. In his precious name we pray, amen.